At some point in school, they make you read it. You know, it's one of the sort of required reading in kind of elementary school, junior high or something. And it's also one of those famous Halloween stories. So, yeah, we grew up with it. You know, it's one of those sort of legends. Ichabod Crane is one of those people who will start to explain something or start to answer a question, believing wholeheartedly that he knows exactly what he's saying, and then maybe halfway through his statement he realizes that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's completely lost. I kind of loosely based the character on a couple of different people, two or three different people. One certainly is a guy that was a good friend of mine, and someone I admired very much as an actor, a guy named Roddy McDowall. So in a way, this is part of a sort of a salute to Roddy McDowall, who was a terrific, terrific man. Also, Angela Lansbury is kind of a great inspiration for the character. And Basil Rathbone to some extent, not because I didn't sort of model him after Basil Rathbone, but there was a kind of there was a force that he had. There was a sort of an energy in his delivery. In the courtroom scene, it's basically it's Ichabod trying to make them understand that it is the modern age that they're moving into, and that they should move forward with technology. And Christopher Lee plays the burgomaster, he's absolutely unbelievable. He's so powerful. I mean, he's talk about a force. And Christopher Lee is just this amazing, sort of incredibly strong character. I was so impressed. I mean, of course, I'd been a big fan of Christopher Lee's for many years, as Tim is, you know. But to get into the ring with him like that and have him sort of focus into you and hit you like that. It's a very strong, he's very, very strong. An amazing, amazing guy. I was amazed by the set because it was something that was very, very true to the, what seemed to me very true to the period. At the same time, kind of fairy tale like or made up or Hammer horror film movie style village, but at the same time exactly sort of what you would imagine a Tim Burton village, you know, would be from the late 18th century, you know. I mean, it's just, yeah, I thought Rick did an unbelievable job. I thought it was incredibly well done. Beautiful, beautiful. I wanted to live there. Ichabod is sent from New York, from New York City up to Sleepy Hollow, which is upstate New York, to investigate these murders where they find these bodies have been decapitated, heads been chopped off. And so they think there's a sort of a madman on the loose. He believes there's a sort of a madman on the loose. Whereas the villagers start talking about the story of the headless horseman who is this kind of phantom menace, you know, this ghoul who's going around chopping people's heads off. Ichabod doesn't buy into it at all, and basically finds the entire town pretty backward. Humor is very important to Tim. He's in fact a very funny guy. He's one of the funniest guys I've ever known, for sure. And mostly because I think he just has a great take on the world. I think he sees the absurdities in life, and I think he sees the absurdities in the world and in people and flaws in people that he finds interesting or fascinating and even beautiful at times, you know. Again, that's Tim with this kind of incredible focus and understanding and attention to detail.